has his own division. Chris Harris is not a division. That's a relationship. That's like Christ. You know what would you mean like Christ? I'm talking about not, I ain't talking about that part of it. That's a two part. I'm talking about reigning in life. Like Christ, reigning in life. He didn't come down here as a apostle, a pastor, y'all there. He came down here as a reigning king. That's what the Christ is, the reigning king. You're doing what? Ruling and reigning. What? Showing you and I how we supposed to do. Not only how we supposed to do, but more the way to do it. And then on top of that, man, let us know that we now have the authority to do it. Hallelujah. Because sin's power has been broken off our lives. Why? Because of the love of God. And because sin power has been broken off our lives, man, let me tell you something. Who the Son said, free is free indeed. If you knew, if we knew, man, that we are free from what? Can't nothing stop us. Can't nothing stop you from what? From a confident man, your God-given person in death. But a lot of things can stop you from what you trying to do. But what God want to do and through you and what God is doing in and through us, man, ain't a devil in hell, ain't a fully family, ain't a situation, ain't a sin can stop what he's doing. What is going on? He calling out that man, earthly hell. He reconciling mankind back into himself. What you mean we was one for one with him and we got separated. And through his son Jesus Christ, he has not gone to, not want to. He has reconciled us back to himself, has joined us back to himself, where we are once again covered in his love, where we once again protected, man, where we are once again, man, predestined, man, to the fullness of the stature of Christ, until we, man, be a fixed, predictable image, man, of Christ, until we look just like Christ. I told you, man, he brings us in the idea of image and his likeness. So when this new Christ came to this earth, to see the living in this thing, he wasn't saying, hey, this man, this me, and everything. I know he was saying this. You want to see who you are? You want to see what you have? You want to see what you have? The power of God that you have here. Amen. You see me. You see me. You see what I do. You see what I do. You see what I have. You see what I do. You see that power that's coming after me. You see the power that's coming after me. Man, like I'm here, man, I come to show you who you are. I come to show you who you are. And not only that, man, I come to redeem your life and that destruction that you're in, man, on the daily elements of this world system, man, and put you back on the throne end of your life to restore Eden back to you. What's Eden? Boy, that's a spot. That's a moment. That's a present of the Lord, man, on a spot for a moment of that life of place. The present of the Lord. I store that back to you. I restore that back. I can't get up, man. Yeah, man, now you ain't coming. I just said, like I always have. Now, no obstacles in the way. No sin in the way. None of that in the way. Now it's free. The perfect law of liberty. Free. Free what, man? Free to live, man. And when you get out of that, that's the time. Is that to grow in the that's all he wants. He's a love man. He's a lover. And he sent his son, man, to reconcile, man, the world. That's all of us who live in this world. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about just Christ. I'm talking about everybody. His children. So let's get back into the world. I know what the purpose of the church is, you know. It's not a thing that man made more than nothing, but that's what God want to use the church, the Christian. The church. I'm going to say, yeah, he want to use you Christians, all of us who claim to be Christians. You know, he want to use us for, man, not man to be a religion man and be associated man with other religion man, but to be the priest of the Most High God. He said, you shall be a kingdom of priests. What? Spiritual representative. To what? Man, to the whole world, to the rest of the world. What, man? Who don't know about that love? Who don't know how to walk in that love? Who's not experiencing that love, man? To go, man, into all the world, man, and love them with the same love that God loved us with. to look past all their faults and mistakes, man, just like God looked past all our faults and mistakes. To be that conduit through which God, man, can reach the world with the love of God. We got to be a Christian, man, and now we think, man, there's a difference between us and the Muslim and the Hindu. We don't tell each other the difference. I don't think that came and all that. Ain't nothing but keep us more separated. Talk about dividing the community. Community already divided. Hallelujah. And ain't but one thing, man, that could bring the community, man, back together, man, as one, man. And what I'm talking about, man, that's righteous government, man. And righteous, man, governing, man. And just decisions, man. And righteous decisions. There ain't but one thing that can do that, brother. That's the government of God. Man. That's the government of God. That's the government of you yourself. That's the love of God. That look past your thoughts and all our mistakes. And I was just governing and everything else. So let me tell you something. I was governing system on every day. I thank God for it, boy. It's a real thing. All the bad things good, man. Thank God for it. I just thought, have mercy. But then let me tell you something. That's another government system, man, that's upon this earth, man. That Jesus Christ comes to establish on the earth. In that government system, man, is righteous government. And this government system that I'm talking about is just decision. And boy, it's saying, man, you go into all the world, man. And man, you manifest dead in the world. You do like what Jesus did. When he came to this earth, he know not only did he come with the love of God on this earth to bring to us. You know what else he came in? He came with a governing system too. He didn't come with no religion to make us man religion, to make us Christian. He ain't all that. Boy, he came with a government on his shoulder. He came with a ruling authority on his shoulder. He came with a governing system, man, put his government on his shoulder, man. And in this government that he come to bring, in this governing system that he come to set up on his earth, man, it's righteous justice, man. And it's righteous man decision, man. It's righteous man governing, man. And man, anybody, that's the love of God in that government, man. I know what that government is going to do. But our government, the Christian government, man, that we took out of, man, to go into all the world and explain to man. To draw the world, man, to God. To draw, man, all mankind unto God. To go to shatter, man, all the walls of man's religion and denominations and different beliefs, man, to come under man. I'm talking about a one world order, man. I'm talking about the one world order, man, of God. What he's doing and what he said. Not what mankind said. Not that one world order. I'm talking about the original one world order. What's that order, man? That's the one world order of the multi-government that he set up. The government system that he set up upon this earth, man. And he set one up upon this earth, man. 2000, no, way back in the beginning, man. And when he set up that government system on the earth, he told you, boy, to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like it is in him. And he gave us all everything that we have need of to accomplish that. And when you realize that that's his mandate, that's your assignment, that God in Christ Jesus reconciled the world to himself, and just like man, Christ Jesus on the inside of the world for that same purpose, man, to reconcile the world back to God, to reconcile our neighbor. How you do that, Arthur, man? You got to put a good, if you don't catch a fish, you got to put a good bait over your hook, boy. And boy, we got a great hook, man. That hook will snatch us out of this world that we live in under the bigger eye of this world, and man, translate us over into the kingdom of our God, over to the kingdom of heaven, where everything is all right. But in order to get mankind out of there, you need a good bait. That's the hook. That's what that hook will do. Jesus is a hook. He'll draw us, he'll snatch us out of this world system. And translate us into the kingdom of our philosophy, man, the first chapter. Thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of God, over into the kingdom of his dear son, boy. That's the hook. But in order to get man the world to that, you need a bait, a good bait. What's that bait, man? Religion? What's that bait, man? The message that we preaching and all this stuff that we preaching out there, man. What's that bait? That'll catch, I don't know what the bait gonna catch the world. No matter what kind of, you use the bait to catch, you know, Christian people in the Western world or whatever. I'm talking about, man, the bait that you gonna use to catch the whole world. I don't matter what. What culture you in? What bait you gonna use to do that, boy? That's the love of God. I ain't talking about, man, the love that Christians have for one another, and the love that Christians and faithful they have for other people and everything. I'm talking about, man, the love of God. And listen, that love is shed abroad in all hearts by the Holy Ghost. In your own love, there's your own business, that you can love, that you can be done with,
running man.
gift of God. Yes, sin separated us, man, from God. And sin separated us from our sovereignty. And sin separated us from our dominion. And sin separated us from our righteousness. And sin is right standings with God and the rights that we have in God. And sin did all that and separated us from all of that. And the penalty for the sins or the rebellion or going against what God said was separation from God. Death. But the gift of God, what it is, it's a gift from God. What it is, doctor, it's a gift from God. It ain't because of nothing you've done, man. It's a gift from God. It ain't because you quit sinning and quit doing this and got this together and don't talk about it. It ain't because of none of that. It's a gift from God. And why is God giving me this gift? Because he loves you. He loves you. Why are we? That little language that we got to even describe, man, the love that God has for us. And he wants us to know that. There's in him there's no darkness at all. He got nothing but love for us. We covered in his love. And nothing can separate us, man. No matter how you see it, I love you so much that man, in this suffering or this certain time that you might be going through, the heartache, the unjust man and the unrighteous acts toward you, the slandering, everything, all that going, all the suffering that you might be going through in this world right now is not worthy to be compared with all the glory and all the love that I have for you to experience, man, forever and ever and ever and ever. You think a little bigly elements on this world, in this world system that we live in, man, and all the trials and tribulations and all the heartaches and pains, man, that we might go through, man, in this little time that we live in here on this earth, man, in these earthen vessels for 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 years. And I don't care, man, if you didn't live another life, all nothing but suffering all your life, man, for 100 years. That ain't worthy to be compared, man, with all of the glory, man, that God has in store for you forever and ever and ever and ever. Because it's going to be something that suffer too. But I'm telling you, man, let me tell you something. You already seen you. He said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. He suffered too, man. You know, but let me tell you something. He a reigning king now. So if you suffer with God, man, you can be a good cheer with that because, boy, I'm telling you, great is your reward. He couldn't preach the gospel to the poor. What is great is your reward. He couldn't preach the gospel to the broken heart. What's that? Great is your reward. He couldn't preach the gospel to all those who have suffered with Christ, man. Great is your reward. Hallelujah. And boy, I'm telling you, this little time that we spend here, man, once you enter into your greatness of your reward, baby, you'll look back at this little stuff that we talk about, we call suffering and heartache and pain, and man, you'll say, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. If I'd have known that then, man, them days, I might have stopped it in the track right then and there. I'd have came to that place, man, that even while I was going through all of that, man, I would know that I know. That I know that I know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that everything is all right. That's my desire on this radio broadcast. Yes, it's going to be some ups and downs. Yes, it's going to be some fatality. Yes, it's going to be some pain. Yes, it's going to be some suffering. And yes, it's going to be some trials and tribulations. And yes, it's going to be some giants, man, in our land, man. And, man, let me tell you something, man. Instead of going back telling man one another, man, about the giants that's in our land, we need to go tell one another about, man, the giant that's in us. Not the giant that's in our lands that seem bigger than us. Not the problem and the trial and the tribulation and everything else. Not man slandering one another, backbiting one another and everything. Not man by man speaking death, man. Not all of that, man. But boy, we need to go tell one another, man, about the giant that's on the inside of us. Go tell your neighbor, man, that he's a mighty man and a mighty woman of God. Go tell your friend, man, that he's a mighty. Go tell your children. Go tell, man, your community. Go tell your town, your city, your state, your country, your world that God loves them. And not only with just enticing words, but in demonstration and in power. Don't just go tell them that, man. Go show one another that. What? That love of God. Because that's what it should have brought in our hearts for. If you see how much God loves you, God look past all your mistakes, man, until these men brought you out. He purchased you out of going to hell, man. You'd be on your way to hell if it wouldn't be for the love of God. What hell are they? Eternally separated from God without no hope of ever experiencing his original plan and purpose for your life. What's that? Heaven on earth. Going into eternity without that, man, is hell. All this fire and brimstone, all that, man, that just doesn't sit. Trying to explain to us and give us a glimpse of it, man. I'm talking about eternally separated from God forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I don't want that for nobody. I don't want that for, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you're back. I don't care what you've done to me, man. I don't want that for nobody. Boy, I come on this radio to let you know that, man, hey, listen, I don't do God, man, love us, and man, has showered his love upon us. But we, man, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, we got a loss of responsibility. That responsibility, man, freely receive it. And freely give it. Freely have you received. Freely give it. Go into all the world, man, and watch this. You're talking about the hell that's in the people and everything else and all the badness and evil that's in them. Go love the hell out of them. Go love the evil out of them. Go love it. Not with your love and not the way you're going to do it, because if you do it, you're going to mess it up, man. But let that love of God, that love that God loves you with, let that love, man, be in our heart, man. Let's go spread that love, that agape love, that unconditional love. That love that looks past faults and mistakes, man, and see, man, that same need that you have. And that's to be loved, appreciated, accepted, and thought well of. And listen, God would not tell us and give us something to do and without giving us the ability to do it. So this love that I'm talking about, this way of loving that I'm talking about, this way of receiving this love, man, the ability, the potential on the inside of us to receive it and to administer it is already there. It's not like something you got to do. It's there. All we got to do, man, is act on it. All we got to do is receive it, what, the love of God, and give it. Act on it. Little by little by little. Just like a little bitty grain of mustard seed, the smallest of all, before listen, don't get weird if you don't see no instant results and everything else. Just keep on planting. Just keep on watering. Just keep on seeing it. Just keep on doing it. What? Speaking life to one another. Speaking the blessings upon one another, man. Thinking well of one another. Appreciating one another. Accepting one another as they are, man. And hope that, man, man, we can continue to elevate one another to the place that God has in all of us. So that we all might be one. Just like him and his son, Jesus Christ, is one. That as they are one, did you and I have to be one? Did you and I have to be one? It's hurry. When we can begin to learn. So when we begin to you know why they are not experiencing the love of God? Because we who talk about men, we Christians, that's all not that way, man. All you Christians, we all Christians. That's all men are Christians. This is the man of God. I ain't no time. I ain't no religion. That's out there, man, showing the love of God. That's out there, not out there serving you, man. That ain't what you do up in the church, man, in the building, everything. That's what you do out here in everyday life, man. When you go into all the world and let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, man, with love and kindness drawing them. That's Christians. Now you tell me if you all Christians. No, everybody ain't no Christians. We all Christians, man. No, we not. We ain't all Christians. What was Christ doing, man? He was going about, man, doing good, man, and publicly declaring, man, and all everywhere he went, man, was for the love of God, that all of the kingdom of heaven, man, was available to him, man. He went about, man, speaking healing to those who were afflicted. He went about speaking blessings to those who were cursed. He went about speaking, man, life to those who were dead in trespass and sin. He went about, man, healing the oppressed and setting the captives free. And proclaiming to every man and every woman, boy, that the year of Jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord, that I don't care who you are, boy, all debt, counsel, payment paid in full, everything that you lost, restored back to you. It's a year of Jubilee. All your land, all your possession, all your thought, everything that you lost, restored back to you. All your debts paid. Credit score go back up to 850. Everything. And boy, all they did, man, was just rejoice and celebrate, man, the whole year. The year of Jubilee. Jesus Christ come preaching that, man. Say, I come to preach the gospel to the poor. Well, you don't have to be poor no more. I come in to heal the broken heart. You don't have to, man, be broken hearted no more. I come in to open the blind eyes. You don't have to be blinded to the truths of God's word no more. Where it's like you told them, Lord, forgive them because they don't know. You can come to the knowledge of the truth. You say, I come to set the captives free. Everything that might spread to seem like it's binding you up, that might be giants in your land, too big for you and too hard for you to handle. Ain't nothing, man, that's too big for you to handle the Christ on the inside of you, man. You come to set us free, man, from everything that was try to bind us up and stop us from reaching our maximum potential and fulfilling our purpose and destiny that God has set for our lives. I don't care what it is, but he set us free from anything that could stop us, man. So therefore, nothing can stop us, man, from being who God called us to be and created us to be. Who the Son set free is free indeed. My God. And he say, man, go and preach this gospel into all the world. Go tell mankind this, that the perfect law of liberty has set them free, that the royal law of the kingdom of God, the law of love, man, has covered them, man, of all their unrighteousness. Go tell a man that there's a law, man, called the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus that has set them free from that law of sin and death. Go tell them, man, that there's a way to get everything, man, out of it that belongs to them into their lives right here on earth. And it's called a law of sowing and reaping. If you sow to the Spirit, you will let the Spirit reap life everlasting. And if you sow to the flesh or this natural man, they're going to end up in corruption. There's a way that seems right to this natural man, but the end still leads to destruction. There's some good in this natural world that we live in. It ain't all evil, man, but the end still leads to destruction, man. But if you sow to the Spirit, if you sow, man, if you start planting, man, the Spirit in your life, the love of God in your life, and the love of God for one another in our life, man, and if you start planting these things into your life, man, your sovereignty, your dominion, man, your identity, your purpose, your destiny, your fulfillment of life, man, and as you continue, man, to search that and to seek that and make that your priority, a relationship with God, your priority, and keep on sowing there. Starting off with just like a farmer do, a little seed for them. You the ground, and your relationship with God and your word of God is the seed. Listen, my time is about up. It is almost a run out here. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. Stay tuned to our radio broadcast. No problem, man. The seed of the word is planted in your heart. If you receive it and it's good ground, I promise you, it's going to grow up, baby. And in time to come, we're going to grow up and be a mighty community, mighty men and women of the Most High God, going into all the world, man, impacting the world with the love of God. Listen, I love you, my wife and I, with the love of the Lord. You be blessed. And we'll talk to you again next week.